reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, and he says, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. And when I read that, I was thinking about magnification, and it's really something I've always found fascinating. Like, I remember, you know, just even like taking a magnifying glass and looking at my hand, or if you, you know, go smaller than that, get a more powerful magnification, like a microscope, where you can see things on a cellular level, or if you go more powerful than that and get like an electron scanning microscope or something like that, you can see things on the atomic level, or if you build like a big particle collider, and then you can and you smash atoms together or parts of atoms together, you can see things on a subatomic level, you know, the building blocks that make up the parts of the atoms and things like that, and I've always found that really fascinating. Or if you so you can look at magnification, you can look at things that are very small, or you can also look at things that are very far away. You know, for example, if you have a telescope, Mike Burwell has a telescope, and I borrowed it one time, and you can look at Jupiter, and you can see the moons of Jupiter, and you can see the rings of Saturn, and things like that that are just really, it's just kind of fascinating. Or if you get, you know, they have like these space telescopes, like the Hubble telescope, you can see all kinds of different galaxies and stars and all these different formations in space. Or if you take a space probe, you can, you know, they've sent things out to, you know, where you can get a better look at, you know, other planets in the system. Those types of things, it's always just kind of captured my imagination, you know, just looking and being able to see, you know, what you can't see with your naked eye, you know, that, you know, these things are, when you magnify something, you can see something, it's there, but maybe you just didn't realize it was there, or maybe you just were not able to see it. And so that idea of magnification, when we talk about that, he says, Christ will be magnified in my body, okay? So what does that mean? That Christ will be magnified in my body. And you can take that I suppose, in several different ways. But what I was thinking about it is that when Christ is magnified inside of us, okay, or our bodies are magnify Christ, okay, we take something or someone, Jesus, who's not visible to us anymore because he's ascended into heaven, and we magnify that, okay? So we make visible thing, you know, just as with a, you know, microscope or a telescope or other types of things, we're making visible things that were invisible to us previously, but they were there already. So when Christ is magnified in my body, we make visible in our bodies the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ. And so that's why it's so important for us to live out our faith. It's not enough just to say that, okay, I believe. And that's a very important first step. But what does that mean for us to say that we believe? Do we make that visible in everything that we think, everything that we say, and everything that we do? Is Christ magnified in our bodies? Is Christ magnified in our thoughts? Is Christ magnified in our words? Is Christ magnified in our actions? So that magnification, it makes visible the hidden reality of the faith that we have received in Christ Jesus. The gift of grace that we have received in our baptism is magnified in our bodies. It's made visible in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. And so this is why it's so important for us to live out our faith. You know, to do those corporal and those spiritual works of mercy, to take care of the sick and the poor, And those things that we know that are good. It's important in our daily interactions with other people of how we live with others, how we forgive, how we are kind to people that maybe aren't kind to us. Is Christ magnified in all of our actions? In the way in which we work? You know, are we doing things, are we striving to do things in a way that are pleasing to God? Is sanctifying the work that we're doing? Magnifying Christ just in the manner in which we are working. All of these things are brought under the headship of Christ so that our faith is not just something that we do on Sunday. But our faith is magnified in every aspect of who we are as a human person, of every aspect of who we are as a human being. It magnifies and makes visible God's love. And we have that beautiful prayer that we pray every day at evening prayer. It's the hymn of the Blessed Virgin Mary found in the Gospel of Luke. And as it's translated into Latin, it's called the Magnificat. Magnificat anima mea Dominum. My soul magnifies the Lord. This is the Blessed Mother. She's saying this. She says, Magnificat anima mea Domini. My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So the Blessed Mother, because of her faith, because she was always willing to say yes to God, and when the angel Gabriel came to her and gives her this proposal, she said yes! Jesus was hidden within her womb. But she magnified the love of God. She made visible the love of God through her actions, through her saying yes to God. And so when we give that kind of yes, when we say yes to God, just as Mary did, we magnify God in our bodies. And so this is, you know, to think about that. You know, how can I magnify? How can I make more visible Jesus Christ in my life? And whether it be in my thoughts, whether it be in my words, whether it be in my actions, am I magnifying the Lord? Am I making visible or audible the love of Jesus Christ? St. Paul says, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. So let us do our best to follow in that path of St. Paul so that Christ may be magnified in our bodies as well.